Hey, we're on to Minnesota. We got some things we got to overcome, and we'll grind away, try to go get ourselves a win. With that, I'll open it up.
Guys, obviously, Eli Apple and DRC are a little banged up, but how important have those guys been to your secondary first few weeks?
I think those two guys, along with Jack Rabbit and the others, have really allowed us to do some things that, quite honestly, you wouldn't be able to do. I mean, when you can trust and rely on guys on the edge there that can get things done that you need to do in this league, it gives you a lot of versatility inside. It makes everybody else better. So we'll miss them. We've got to get somebody else to step up in there, and hopefully they can get healthy quick.
Losing them in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
I know it's still a challenge this week, but can you schematically do things differently going into a game?
In the middle of last week's game?
Yes.
That was a challenge. There was, you look at the list and half of it's gone, because there were some things we were going to do with a lot more defensive back bodies, and we couldn't do. So we had to get away from that. And, we had guys go out there. Trev's been out there before, but I don't like to leave guys hanging, so we tried to avoid that a little bit. It changed the game plan a little bit. It made it a little bit tougher, but somehow, some way, we got to find a way to, keep them from getting those last few points and win the football game for our team. And really, quite honestly, at the end there, it was really more the run game than anything. I know all the other guys feel the same way. We kind of let down. We had played real good run defense up until those last five or six plays, so that was disappointing. That's something we gotta get that squared away. But getting back to your point, it made it tough in that game. Does it make it any easier this week? I don't know if it gets any easier. The opponent we're getting ready to play realizes that we're down some guys. We'll tweak some things a little bit, and hopefully the guys that are going to go in there and play can jump in and be productive.
What have you seen from those young guys like Adams and Hunter?
Yeah. Well, Mike, Mike hasn't gotten a lot of work out there, but we're watching him this week. He was a long guy. We always liked his length. He's a bigger, taller corner. And Andrew, I remember back in training camp being impressed with Andrew and how assertive he was, so to speak. Sometimes those young, I've talked about this before, sometimes those young safeties don't like to, they're supposed to control it and do all the communicating. And sometimes I don't know if I want to tell that vet, to do this or do that. But I think right from the beginning, he's had the confidence to do it. So be anxious to see how he does. We'll see where we go with whoever's back there. But I think we only got about six of them practicing. We're going to need them all, Mike. Might have to throw Coach Walton in there, too, from his Ohio State days.
He's hurt, too.
That's a good point. Can't put him in there. Is Merritt healthy? Throw Merritt out there. Yeah, it's too big. You can't put him back. Corey's going to go out there. Corey will be there.
With the run defense at the end, do you think it was because you guys were on the field so much?
No. We watched. That was the first thing we watched when we got together on whatever day it was, Wednesday. sometimes when guys try to do too much, everybody realizes, look, this is the time we shine and we got to stop them. Sometimes, to some of the guys' credit, they try to do a little bit more than they need to, and we had a little bit of that. Instead of doing what the defense called for each of the 11 guys to do, we kind of our eyes went a little stray, and it caused some issues. So they ran the football, and didn't end up well for us.
Strange playing the Vikings without Bridgewater and Peterson.
Yeah, certainly Adrian Peterson and Bridgewater. I played him last year. He's an athletic guy. Now we know a lot about Sam. I haven't played him. I think Sam's playing pretty good. We're not going to assume that anybody that goes in there to play running back is anything but a great player. Going to play away at that stadium, it's going to be a heck of a challenge. They still do a lot of good things. Their tight end is solid. You guys all know that. Number 14, I think, is as good as we've seen this year. If you've seen some of the tape, the plays he makes and catches, and I think Sam's trusting both those guys a lot. So it's a pretty good challenge.
I know you're not going to give me your game plan, but do you approach Diggs the same way that you would Dez in week one?
Yeah, I think he's that. I think he's gotten that. I think Sam, I know Sam a little bit, and I watch him. I can tell, he gets confidence in certain guys. I can tell he's confident in him. And he's going to be a guy we're going to have to be concerned with. We always identify the guys that we think can wreck the football game. I think he can because he's a deep threat. And we talk about explosive plays. I thought explosive plays was one of the things that hurt us last week. We really hadn't had that issue. And we give up two explosive pass plays that come back and kind of bite us, really, when you think about it in the end. But I think he's got that ability.
You've always had rotations on, especially defensive end.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, your Super Bowl year here, but even beyond that, it's still his rotation. Now Jason's playing just about every snap.
Yeah.
OB's there. I mean, can that...
We need to probably, yeah, we need to take a few snaps off of those guys, especially with the injuries they're kind of dealing with. It's a good point. It's hard to take those guys out. And they don't really want to be out. None of those guys do. And I think that's great. But I think you make a really good point, because when you get down to the end, and we really need to step up, those guys need to be fresh. So, and we've talked about that, because we looked at the snaps that, like, what Kerry and Owa and Romeo had, and they probably didn't have enough. And they're all young and they're growing. You know, we know that. But I think we can get those other guys in there more.
How about the tackles? Do you like their percentage?
Yeah. It's just we've gone to all three games, I believe, which is three tackles on the 46. And, you know, we have a swing guy that can go in there, but that's kind of dictated. And, you know, with teams that we see in this league that run a lot of three wideouts, you know, there's times we'll have three defensive ends in there instead of two tackles and two DDs. So it's been okay, but we certainly don't want to wear guys out and not be fresh enough at the end of the game.
Is that a hard thing to predict when you're going to do that, unless you go into a strict rotation of these guys? Because it seems like you've been in possession to possession games all season.
You mean tight football games? Yeah. Pat does have them on a rotation, kind of pick your spots. I mean, look, you want your big horses in there in crunch time and in critical situations, red zone. You know, third and short, third down. So Pat and Z try to get him in and out there. But I think the point is a good one, that maybe we should take some plays off of those other guys. It's hard to do. You know, all of a sudden, you want to go out there and get them stopped with your best people. But they've been hanging in there.
Does Sam look like the quarterback who just showed up 3 weeks ago?
Who just showed? No. I tell you what, though, you put the tape on. You know, we sat there watching, really the pass game I'm talking about now. Looks like there's a couple of routes in there from Philadelphia last year, you know. I mean, it's stuff that Sam, that I know he likes, that he's comfortable with. So I think that they've done the right thing in putting some things in there that they know he is used to and he's comfortable with. And I think with doing that, and they run the football, and they play really good defense, I think all of that has helped Sam. He looks really comfortable to me.
Leon said a little bit of safety, but how much of an adjustment would it be if you have to, you know, play a big role?
Yeah, a little bit. Look, we've had him at nickel, dime, had him outside corner. We have actually been playing a little bit of safety, and we got guys that are going to have to cross train. I mean, our corners are going to have to be safeties. The safety's going to have to be corners. You know, might have to put a linebacker back there at safety. I don't know. We've got to find somebody. But he's a smart enough football player that it's not new to him and not foreign. So if we have to do it, hopefully he can succeed doing it.
Our takeaway is just something that happens.
Yeah.
Can you do something make them happen?
We do it all the time. I mean, we haven't done anything different than we did a year ago, and at this time last year, I think we had six. I think we had three in the first game, none in the second, three in the third, and that, you know, that was pretty good. And to have, I'm really shocked that we don't have any right now. I am, but I'm trying to, you probably remember better. I don't remember, other than I think Jackrabbit last week had a chance at an interception, but I don't remember many that we've dropped. Now, I think there's a couple of balls been on the ground that we need to go get. And it was one I can think about last week, but you got to be patient. If you force that, you start missing tackles, and you start putting your eyes where they're not supposed to be. So we'll play good, sound football, rely on relentless, and hopefully those will come, because we need them.